Chapter 3. Entering the Enclosure. Breland spent the rest of the morning and into the early afternoon roaming the rest of the zoo, getting her bearings. Her employee pass gave her access to the out-of-the-way areas that only those who worked with the animals were granted admittance, which meant she was able to go into observation rooms and feeding areas to get up close to some of the animals and meet with other members of the staff. Though she had always dedicated her research and work to the gorillas, she enjoyed the opportunity to interact with other beautiful creatures she didn't commonly get to encounter, and meeting her new coworkers. Most of the other staff members were welcoming and friendly, but one seemed to look at her with a hint of distrust in his eyes. He approached her while she was taking a lunch break, sitting under a tree near the gorilla enclosure so she could look at them from a different perspective. Samson was still raising hell, but didn't seem quite as violent now that she wasn't standing just a few feet from him in the observation room.
"You took my job, you know."
Breland turned toward the voice and saw a dark-haired man smiling down at her. She cupped a hand over her eyes to block the sun so she could see him better.
"Excuse me?"
The humor in the grin on his face didn't seem to extend to his eyes, and she felt a slight shudder as he looked down at her. He held up a brown paper bag and a can of soda.
"Do you mind if I join you?"
Breland shrugged and scooted over to create more room in the shade. The man sat down beside her and popped open the can, taking a long swig. She made a face at him.
"Those things will kill you, you know."
He looked at her with a bemused smile and swallowed.
"And those won't?"
he asked, indicating a chocolate pudding cup sitting beside her. Breland scooped up the pudding and held it to her chest defensively.
"Don't talk badly about my pudding. These are a treasured lunchtime tradition."
He nodded and took another sip of his soda,